Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate I want to welcome you to this last session of today's second day. I think we all remember the motto of today. The heading, the guiding principle is to chant while being aware of our relationship with Krishna. We would be very happy if we would know exactly who we are in the spiritual world and what exactly is our relationship to Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one day the holy name will come and take us by the hand and guide us to Vrindavan, where he will introduce us to Radha and Krishna. And in he will say, I brought this new soul. At that time, our eternal form, our eternal personality, our name and everything else, especially our service, will be revealed to us. When we say chant in the awareness of your relationship, we don't exactly mean that ultimate, profound revelation of our eternal form and personality. To chant in the awareness of our relationship means to know in a more general way that I'm a part of Krishna and a servant of Krishna. In fact, the meaning of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is just that, a prayer to be engaged in our eternal service, and that means in our relationship. So today, in this last session called Famous Kirtaniyas and Their Secrets, we will deal with one devotee who started his, journey here in this world, and to whom deeper and deeper secrets of his eternal relationship to Krishna were revealed by and by, gradually, one after another. We will deal with the example of Gop Kumar, who is well known in amongst the Russian devotees. But what is less known than his own personal story are the revelations and secrets which made his journey successful in the end. I am a little bit sorry that it is so hot today, but by our chanting, some clouds have become attracted. Please look. Some substantial oblakas, yes. So tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow, I think our Harinam Yagya will bring good rains, hopefully, over the parched and dried Russia, which has already lost 20% of its harvest due to the drought. Once in Hyderabad there was a drought, and the Andhra Pradesh government requested help from Srila Prabhupada, whom they knew as the leader of an international worldwide organization. I think they had financial help in their mind. I still remember at that time I was in India, and Prabhupada answered to the request of the government to help with the drought. He said, "We will bring rain by doing sankirtan in the affected areas." And he sent us off in a train to these dry areas in Hyderabad, where we were chanting and dancing to the holy names of the Lord. Now, I must admit, I had little faith that my chanting would bring rain clouds. But but I was very pleasantly surprised to find that there was a real, at the end of 6 days of chanting, there was a whole blast of monsoon rainwater pouring forth from the sky as if being poured out of buckets into the drought areas. Yes. Maybe this will happen here also. Apply the mottos. I can already feel by sitting here that your chanting gets more spiritual substance. It really grows every day a little bit more substantial. Yes. So, okay. Please concentrate. You can all use. Yeah. I see our, especially our Matajis are using this like Chinese ladies, huh? Okay, so. Once there was an ignorant and materialistic Brahmin in Assam who started to chant a mantra without knowing its meaning. The mantra, however, worked and he became more and more free of material desires. So he wanted to know more about the mantra and therefore set out on a rambling pilgrimage to gain further realization. Wandering pilgrimage. Now, eventually he comes to Prayag at the bank of the river Ganga, where he becomes witness of an unusual spectacle. For the first time in his life, he sees people dancing and calling out with tears in their eyes, "Hari, Hari!" And he is shocked. What is this? And he asked them, "Have you gone totally mad? Something, maybe the heat or something?" Why do you do this kolaholo? Kolaholo means noise. And some of the Vaishnavas are very angry with him that he disturbs their practice. But they must be new Hare Krishnas, these angry devotees. but then some very good devotees take him by the side and say, "Hey, you naive person, this is Sankirtan." We are glorifying the Supreme Lord. And he asks many questions and gets many answers. And finally he decides, "Let me make a pilgrimage to Vrindavan Dham." So he enters the forest of Vrindavan Dham near Keshi Ghat. That's at place at, that's at the banks of the Yamuna. And all of a sudden he becomes aware of someone singing in a very melodious voice. Very, the word is plaintively, that means full of sorrow. Now he traces the sound, he walks after the sound, and then in a grove, under a tree, he meets the most extraordinary personality he has ever seen. This personality is extremely beautiful. He has never seen such a beautiful person. And that person sings and cries alone. A Brahmana approaches him very respectfully. And then this Brahmana, this person introduces, stops his singing and looks with tear-filled eyes. At the Brahmana. And a subtle communication happens. The personality, this beautiful personality, remembers that once he was also an ignorant searcher like that Brahmana. And with his superior spiritual vision, he begins to tell the Brahmana secrets of that Brahmana's life. Imagine I would meet Braja Renu for the first time. I wouldn't know his name, I wouldn't know his background. And I would say to him, your name must be Braja Renu. And you must have a brother who's married, who resides in Vladivostok. Is it Vladivostok? And you have four cousins. One of them is a criminal, and two are learning in a Christian seminary, and the fourth, we don't know where he is. He's wandering aimlessly in Russia, and the family has lost contact to him. Now, I know these secrets of Braja Renu from his own mouth. But just imagine, I would have seen him for the first time and would not have heard about this. Braja Renu must have, I think, would have thought, you must be an all-knowing soul. And he would have faith in me that I would be knowing also other, even more important things about his life. So this spiritual personality, his name is Gop Kumar, wins the faith of this Brahmana. And he sees with his spiritual vision that the Brahmana needs more faith in Krishna, and therefore decides him, I will give him this very special spiritual instructions about the glories of Sankirtan, or singing the holy name. And he asked that Brahmana to sit next to him, and he begins telling him the story of his own journey. Would you like to hear the story? Maybe it's too hot. Yet. That is what I know. Yet means. I would have told it anyways. But it's nice that you like to hear. So he says, Gop Kumar says that once I was a young cowherd boy and I lived near to the sacred mountain Govardhan in Vrindavan. As I was herding my cows, I met from time to time an extraordinarily renowned Brahmana who was as beautiful as a god. At various times I would see that this Brahmana was dancing, laughing, crying and singing. Sometimes this personality would become so moved inside that he would shout, Hari Hari! He would fall on the ground and roll, loudly sobbing like a madman, like crying. Yes, that's the zook, yes, that's zook. Sometimes he would fall unconscious in his ecstasy. The mucus, saliva and tears from his face would turn the dust on the path around him blackish. And sometimes this personality would lie around on the path like a dead man. So Gop Kumar, the coward boy, you know, who was going every day past this personality, would notice him, and he would start to serve him by bringing him sometimes milk. I have personally seen such a great personality once in Vrindavan. He would sit under a banyan tree and he would chant the whole day, Radhe, 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 Radhe. And I remember when you would pass by him, it would affect your consciousness that, you know, you would go like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yeah. Then you would pass him. And after you have passed him for 5 minutes, you would go Radhe, 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 Radhe. Because you know, when you meet someone who is full of love, who really has a relationship, it gets to your heart. I remember once in Mayapur, when I was sitting before Srila Prabhupada during a lecture, Prabhupada stopped in the midst of the lecture talking. So I had just fallen asleep.
Someone woke me up and I said,
I'm not sleeping. And I opened my eyes and I looked at Prabhupada. He was crying. And I became wide awake. And I remember I felt something in my heart which I had never felt before. Germans usually don't cry in the public, but I started to cry also. And I absolutely didn't know why and what had happened. For some time I thought maybe I'm still sleeping and dreaming. But I noticed as I looked shyly around, everyone was affected in a special way. We just didn't know what to do. When there is someone who feels ecstatic love of God, that even a drop of this is enough to flood the whole world. Later we asked Prabhupada, when this, what was happening? And he looked at us, knowing that we wouldn't understand these things. Oh, nothing. Then we asked the second question, Prabhupada, what should we do when you come into these ecstatic states? Prabhupada looked at us and knew that we wouldn't understand, we didn't understand much of these things. And he said, he gave his standard answer. Chant Hare Krishna. So Gop Kumar must have felt also when he saw this great personality whom he brought some, to whom he brought sometimes milk. He must have felt great feelings towards him. So one day, this great personality looked at Gop Kumar as he was coming by with his cows. And out of his mercy, he said, take your bath and come back to me. You will get a sacred mantra today. And when Gop Kumar had bathed in the Yamuna and sat down before his guru, the guru whispered the mantra into his ear. And while he did this, he became again overcome with ecstatic love of Godhead. He became totally bewildered. And he started, his guru, started to cry like a woman who was separated from her lover. Gop Kumar must have, He didn't have that instruction, just chant Hare Krishna. So he must have... And when his guru saw him like this, staring at him, after some time he just got up and left. For a long time Gop Kumar didn't see him. But he kept reciting this mantra. And by the force of the mantra, something happened in his consciousness. He felt the desire to search for the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his heart. My dear devotees, when you chant the Gopal mantra, which is given to you at the time of your second initiation, and you chant it regularly, you will all of a sudden begin to feel an unknown feeling in your heart. You will feel that only Krishna is important for you. And you will search for him. Now, as I look at you, shouldn't we open at least this window so that some fresh breeze comes in, Viprakit? Yeah. We will get you some fresh air, don't worry. And even if you should faint today, don't worry, it's good. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that when you get the Gopal mantra, you will be impelled by its force to run after Krishna. Krishna, where are you? Gedi Krishna, yes. This happened to Gauranga Mahaprabhu when he received the mantra in Gaya and chanted it in the evening. He jumped up and began to run in the direction of Vrindavan because he searched for Krishna. Who of you has received the Gopal mantra? Have you also started to run to Vrindavan? You laugh. No. You laugh because you say, you think, no, Sachinanda Maharaj, this doesn't happen to me. I'm really a little normal. My dear devotees, if you learn to chant mantras properly, the effect will reveal itself. It's only because you don't chant the mantras properly that the effect does not reveal itself. Same thing with Hare Krishna mantra. When you learn to chant it properly, I guarantee you that you will feel a powerful presence in your life. Yes. I want to make a little advertisement now. The BBT has published a book called The Gayatri Mantra. It's now available after this session. And the author is also here and will sign the book.
Hare Krishna.
So Gop Kumar chants this mantra and starts a most fascinating spiritual journey. A journey which takes him through many stations, and that's too long to explain it to you. Finally, he leaves the material universe and goes to the abode of Lord Shiva in the outside of the material universe. And as he is in that abode, he in this area, he all of a sudden becomes very afraid. He goes like this. He feels a force covering his individual nature as a soul. A force working on him which seems to tear him apart into nothingness. He sees an overwhelming light coming at him. It seems to drown him. He's in danger of losing his identity. He's in the Brahman. He remembers a few times the mantra. And whenever he does, he sees for a moment a face shining into the Brahman. A beautiful smile with lotus eyes, most beautiful locks of hair. But then the face disappears again. What does he see? He sees what is described in the Ishopanishad, the face of the Lord which is covered by the glaring effulgence of the Brahman. All of a sudden he hears a sound. And he sees Lord Shiva absorbed in kirtan. He dances, no, he sits on a bull and just is totally ecstatic. And as he looks further, he all of a sudden sees that Vishnu Dutas have arrived. And the Vishnu Dutas take him aside and give him very important instructions. And here comes the secret of Gop Kumar. They tell him the best of sadhanas or spiritual practices. Previously, Gop Kumar had chanted mentally his mind, and he had been instructed in meditation by a great master of meditation, the Saint Pipalayana. But now the Vishnu Dutas say this is not the highest form of spiritual practice. Meditation is not the highest. higher than meditation is Nam Sankirtan, singing of the holy names. But it must be done with apikshaya, that means a hope of gaining the eternal contact with the Lord. Then it works. Do you recognize our motto? How do we say? Chant with a relationship. This means a hope to attain Krishna. This is the Kirtan Bhava, which you must learn in order to have the mantra open the secrets of Krishna consciousness for you. And then the Vishnu Dutas go and tell him something about the power of sound. They said meditation is a little risky process because it is entirely dependent on your restless and turbulent mind. However, if you have experienced the power of sound, that power arrests your mind. And Sankirtan is just doing that. It engages the senses, tongue and ear, and it makes sound, and then the sound comes and arrests the unwilling mind. Let us dwell a little on this point. Vrindavan is in great danger of being polluted. According to some people who have analyzed the water of Yamuna in Vrindavan, they say it's 90% waste water from Delhi. But there is a pollution in Vrindavan which is even more powerful than the environmental pollution. It's the sound pollution. Everywhere where you try to find a peaceful place in Vrindavan, you hear songs. For instance, if you try to chant at Govardhan during Kartik, you will always hear a few loudspeakers of the company Sita Pain Balm. Pain Balm. It's, you know, when the fat Indians make Govardhan Parikrama, they develop some pain in the legs, and then there is this cream. Yes, pain cream. The advertisement of this cream is it cures the pain in the feet, in the knees, in the tights, in the stomach, in the heart, in the brain, everywhere. Sita Pain Balm.
Sita.
And everywhere they have these long-range loudspeakers. So I was remembering, I ran away from the noise in Radhakund and went to the sacred place, which is absolutely in the forest in Govardhan. When you meet me in Vrindavan, and I will tell you how to get to this place. It's very beautiful. So I thought this will be my best day of chanting. I'm in the midst of the forest, like Sanatana Goswami. And I was going for a very high number of rounds. And I had chanted for half an hour. All of a sudden I hear it. Sital pain balm. Against pain in the stomach. Feet. Knee. Brain. Sital pain balm. And it's so loud as if the loudspeaker is just next to your ear. And I thought, okay, this is Krishna's test. Sachinanda Swami, who is stronger? Sital pain balm or the holy name? ultimately I was defeated. I put earth in my ears. I dug my head under the in the earth. I put a stone on my head to not hear it. But the sound was pervading everything and captured the mind. Sound is so strong. So Sankirtan takes this principle in a positive way. It harnesses not only the speech, but also the mind and the sense of hearing. So, Gop Kumar is convinced. The Vishnu Dutas explained to him, of all the types of kirtan, the sankirtan of Krishna's name is the highest. Those who attended the morning session know the reason why. It's not only the Vishnu Dutas who preach to Gop Kumar the glories of Nam Sankirtan, but various other personalities who appear on Gop Kumar's journey repeat the same instruction later. For instance, Narada Muni. Narada Muni tells Gop Kumar, just sing the names of the Lord, and as a result, you will see your own dear Lord, the charming Sri Krishna Chandra. And he instructs, Narada Muni says, you must chant, sing loudly and melodiously. Soon Aditi Dukaha will chant with us loudly and melodiously, because he somehow, like not so many kirtan leaders I have met, combines these two techniques, loud singing and melodious singing. Yes, you must do both. Not just scream. Not only scream. But ideally you must melodiously scream. Hari, Hari. That's all right. You must ask yourself at this time, okay, we learn that singing is of the Lord's name is better than meditation because it captures the mind. And okay, we talk about divine contact today, relationship. But for a relationship, you always need two. In Germany, we say it takes two to dance a tango. Do you have tango in Russia? So you need two to do this. For a relationship, you also need two. So, okay, I'm trying to make a relationship by melodiously and loudly chanting, but what is with Krishna? Is he interested in me? How does the Lord feel about those who chant? Does he even notice them? Isn't this a good question? Listen to the beautiful answer to this question by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says, when someone chants the Lord's name, the Lord's mind dwells on him. The Lord thinks, oh, this person chants my holy name. This person belongs to me. I will always protect him. See, how do you feel when someone calls your name? Oh, Vladimir. Vladimir. Oh, what is the Russian name? Vasily, Vanya, Kole, Svetlana. Svetlana, we have Svetlana. In Serbia, we have a lot of Svetlanas. What do you feel? You feel at least something like interest. And you feel, why is he calling my name? So when Krishna also feels an interest, he is someone who talks about me. And when he finds out, you know, he's interested in you, when he finds out that you want to enter a relationship with him, he will do something with you. He will protect your spiritual journey. And he will place subtle hints on your journey by which you can learn. In the beginning, you feel Krishna's hand almost like the cup of water here feels my hand. The cup of water doesn't exactly know that I'm arranging his life at the moment. It's not aware. In the same, but in my picture, he feels something is moving me. Now the cup may feel. So in the same way, the sadhaka, who is still a little bit blind to Krishna's guidance, moves into certain life situations. And after some time he begins to understand it's not him who is moving, he is being moved. Look into your life. Can you see an influence working there? Someone arranging situations in your life? Maybe that you get into the same or similar situations repeatedly? Maybe that for quite some time you have a certain feeling? This is Krishna moving you. Please don't be so blind. There is a hand of the Lord. I always tell the devotees, don't try to see the face of Krishna. Try to recognize his hand as he makes arrangement and guides you through your stormy life. Capture that hand. Accept that loving hand of the Lord. And wake up. I have seen as Krishna in my life, because I'm not very sensitive, has sent me into ill situations. Illness is a sign that the energy is blockaded in your life. Your life is not a flow. And there often is a reason why you are blockaded. You do commit the same mistake again and again. At that time you have to ask yourself, what do I do wrong? You know, Krishna first knocks at in our awareness. Very subtly. That means we have an uneasy feeling. But then we push it aside. The knocking gets stronger. Maybe we meet a person who strongly tells us something and we feel even more unpleasant. But we are expert in ignoring Krishna. the knocking gets stronger. Maybe we get ill. But again, we ignore and continue our life. The knocking gets stronger. We get into an accident. Or the disease has become chronic. But we ignore it. The knocking gets stronger. It's the time of our death. We can't really ignore it any longer. Your next body. And still we ignore it. The same drama again. An uneasy feeling. A knowledge that something is not just right. Again, ignore an impossible relationship. Maybe with our wife or our husband. It gets more painful. But there is TV in the evening, we can ignore it. Let's divert our attention. Stronger. I don't want to go through the same drama again. So, let us not ignore Krishna. He is all the time with us, gently pushing us. Let us recognize his loving hand and what he wants to teach us. Especially when you start to seriously chant the holy name, Krishna becomes very gently active in the sense of, you know, very positively protecting you and guiding you. Krishna speaks to Arjuna. He says, "Sit down, Arjuna. Listen attentively. When someone chants my name, whether out of devotion or indifference, the name of this chanter will remain forever in my heart. I will never be able to forget such a soul who has started to chant." Chanting is so wonderful. When Gopkumar understands that he should chant the names of the Lord, he goes back to Vrindavan and starts to chant one kirtan, which we want to sing with you now. I really request you to chant this name now very nicely. Gopkumar has followed Narada's instruction and arrives in Braj. He does what everyone in Braj does. He goes to the sacred holy places of Lord Krishna. And he sings the names which are most dear to him. While he sings these names, he develops a hope to attain the Lord. And this hope fills his heart. He sings like the Chatak bird sings on a cloudless day for the cloud to appear who will quench his thirst. It means he sings with a feeling of separation. This is how you are supposed to chant Kirtan. Thinking of Krishna. Thinking of your relationship. And hoping to attain him. The names, please repeat the names. O Shri Krishna, Gopal, Hari, Mukunda, Govinda, O Nanda Kishore, O Yashoda Tanaya, Balavi Jivana, Radhikesha. Yashoda Tanaya means the darling son of Mother Yashoda. And Balavi Jivani means O life of the divine cowherd girls, the gopis. And Radhikesha means Radhika Isha or O Lord of Radhika. There's a very important word in the third line. Please look. It's the end word. Do you recognize it? Huh? Prasida. Prasida means please show me your favor. There are different types of mercy which Krishna shows. Karuna is, for instance, a type of mercy where the feeling is compassion. Oh, this person is so miserable. Let me be compassionate. Prasad, from which is the original word of here, is also a special type of mercy. It means undeserved mercy. You have done nothing to deserve that mercy. It's just given to you, like maybe a person who gives you $5,000 and say on the street in Moscow and says, here, fly to Vrindavan. You have done nothing. You have not even a conscious relationship with that person. He is unknown to you. So prasad is that mercy of Krishna which he gives to the conditioned soul without them having done anything to deserve that mercy. So when you say prasida, like in the, when you sing, like in this kirtan, it means, please show me your mercy, although I really don't feel I deserve it. Mm-hmm. show me that mercy which is for the undeserving soul. I think you all know when prasad is for everyone. We give it to the drunkard, to the dog, and also to Putin. Everyone can get it. I didn't want to put Putin in the same category. He's definitely one of the noble politicians. But I want to say, you know, different categories can get this type of mercy without having done anything to deserve it. So Gop Kumar chants this kirtan in Vrindavan, and at one period of time he becomes so ecstatic and emotional that he says to that brahmana to whom he tells his life story, I'm embarrassed to tell you how I felt. What it means, he's overwhelmed with love of Godhead. As a result of chanting, love of God has entered his heart, and he's now ready to go back home, back to Godhead, to Goloka Vrindavan. This is the result of Nam Sankirtan. Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Keshora Krishna. Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Keshora Krishna. Ha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Vallavi Devana Radhikesha. Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Vallavi Devana Radhikesha. Hashi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shibala Vijivana Radhikesha. Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Govinda Govinda He Nanda Keshora Krishna. Ha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Vallavi Devana Radhikesha. Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna. Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Vallabhi Divana Radhikesha. Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna. Hashi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Vallabhi Divana Radhikesha. Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna. Hashi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Vallabhi Divana Radhikesha. Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna. Hashi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Vallabhi Divana Radhikesha. Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna. Hashi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Vallabhi Divana Radhikesha. Shri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna. Hashi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Govinda Radhikesha. Hashi Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Vallabhi Divana Radhikesha. Jai Shri Krishna. O Gopal. O Hari, O Mukunda, Govinda, He Nanda Kishore, Shri Yashoda Tanaya, Shri Vallabhi Jivanaya, O Radhikesha, Prasida. Aibo! Prasida, Prasida, Prasida. Please give your mercy. It's a good word to learn. What happens to Gop Kumar? He dances and chants this to this song. All of a sudden he sees Krishna. He runs after him. Krishna smiles at him. He tries to catch the Lord. But the Lord escapes and is all of a sudden behind him. He runs behind. He runs. Falls into the Yamuna. He tries to swim. It's not possible. He's so ecstatic. His hands go all over the place. Then he starts to feel something. Something or someone is carrying him. The Lord who has moved him all his life finally picks him up, and he carries him back to Goloka Vrindavan. The holy name is so powerful. Never underestimate the power of the holy name, my dear devotees. But you have to chant it in a special way. You have to awaken your feeling for Krishna. Your feeling of hope. Your feeling of, yes, Krishna, I know you care for me. Somehow I'm still so blind, I can't see you in my life. But I know we have some relationship. And I feel, unless I am more present in this relationship, I will not be happy. But Krishna, I'm surrounded by these unfavorable circumstances. My own mind is acting as my enemy sometimes. Therefore, I cannot give you the attention I would like to give you. But please invest in my case. Please, you give mercy to me. Prasida. Give your mercy and increase my attachment to you. See, this is what we have tried to learn today. Connect. Be present. Try to enter the relationship. It's possible. First think that I am very small. An atomic small size of consciousness. And Krishna is the infinite Lord and my master. I am his servant. As we learned this morning, say, I'm yours. although I have forgotten you for so many long years, I'm trying to be your servant. And Krishna will for sure invest in your case. We have learned this from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Don't think this is some theoretical motivating religious talk. Every one of you knows this, being moved. Every one of you has sometimes felt, I must do something. I know. Krishna expects this. Krishna expects this from me. That's all I have to say today. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Dobro. Dobje. Now we will turn to our Aditi Dukha. Please come. Let us very lovingly welcome Aditi Dukaha. Haribo! Woohoo!